From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And in a moment, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us to tell us how to stay healthy in 2024. In a moment, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. If you have your smartphone in your hand, go to the website. Let's record another major hit for setting records here. CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance when you hear Doc talk, and maybe you're driving and you can't write it down. You call them and they'll tell you what it was. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach back with us. Doc appears on the program every 6 weeks giving us health tips, and he has given people amazing health tips. He has researched and resulted in more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He is the brains behind CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc Wallach, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much, George, and thank you, and Happy New Year to you and your team and your family. This is really a great time because I think we're going to prevail, but we're going to have to kind of work at it a little bit. And so this is, we spent a lot of time and energy putting together what I think is the necessary means. Now, I retired from the Air Force as a lieutenant colonel. I spent a lot of time in the military.
Thank you for serving, sir.
Well, you're very welcome. And what I learned in the military and becoming a lieutenant colonel was how to win battles. Okay? I learned how to win battles, and so that was very good. So what I've done is collect a lot of evidence and things, what we need to do to win the battle. Now, what I want to do is start out with what we need to do to survive and win the battles. And so I'm going to go back more than 3,000 years ago and look at people who lived a long time. When you look at the Old Testament...
Knowing you were probably there then.
Well, there's probably people who were much smarter than me back then. But at any rate, looking back then, Adam is listed in the Bible as living to be 930. Noah is in the Bible living to be 950. Methuselah lived to be 969. There's thousands of leaders during that time who lived to be 800, 700, 500, 600. And so I tried to figure out and learn what it is they did to live to these extraordinary ages, okay? Now, the next thing I did was look at the United Nations track on the ages of countries and big cities and stuff around the world now. This is just like 6 months old information, okay? And so let's just look at a few and see where America ranks. There's hundreds of them, but we're not going to go to that. Let's just go to a few. Hong Kong, number one, their average life expectancy is 85.83. Number two is Macau. Their life expectancy is 85.51. Number three is Japan. Their life expectancy is 84.95.
All Asian nations.
Yep. You hit it. That's very important. That's very important information. Number five is Switzerland. Their life expectancy is 84.69. Well, why do they live so long? Well, because they live in places where they get the glacial milk, where the glaciers are grinding up the rocks and the mountains, and the water they drink is loaded with minerals. The water they cook with is loaded with minerals. The irrigation for their gardens and farms is minerals, loaded with minerals. Okay, Singapore is number five. Their life expectancy is 84.20.
Now, and ours is going down, isn't it?
Ours is going down. Where did we rank 6 months ago? Okay, where did we rank 6 months ago? The United States ranks 47th in the world in longevity.
Oh my gosh.
We're 47th, George. It sucks. It's terrible. It's an embarrassing thing. Our life expectancy is only 79.74. Okay? We are ranking 47 out of the top 100 countries. Okay, it's just terrible.
We should be way up with our technology and everything else.
We should be in the top 10 at least.
Exactly.
Okay, now, let's look at something here. Let's look at a series of diseases that our doctors have spent literally billions of dollars on finding treatments and cures and so forth. And this is relatively recent information in the last year. Alzheimer's disease. Each year, America alone, we spend, just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent or cure Alzheimer's disease, we spend $345 billion. Arthritis, we don't spend our money to prevent or cure arthritis, but just to treat the symptoms, each year in America, we spend $626.8 billion.
God.
Diabetes, we spend $342 billion. Just to treat the symptoms, heart disease, $316.8 billion. High blood pressure, $131 billion.
And nobody's any better.
That's right. We're getting worse. Now, here it comes. Here it comes. Remember, I said arthritis, we spend $626.8 billion. Let's look at another interesting disease called osteoporosis. That goes along with arthritis. And most people think that osteoporosis occurs because you're getting older. Okay, it's just an aging thing.
Right. And a lot of people think it's that crippled look.
Yeah.
It's much more than that, isn't it?
Much more than that. And so let's just look here. Let's look at some, and these figures are all from the United Nations, including this one on osteoporosis. Let's look at three communities, the United States, Canada, and the European Union together. And again, treating the symptoms of osteoporosis, not preventing or curing it, each year these three communities combined spend $6.5 trillion. $6.5 trillion. Now, you throw in the arthritis at $626.8 billion, that turns it into $7 trillion. We're spending each year just to treat the symptoms of arthritis and osteoporosis.
That's a fifth of the national debt.
That's correct. And so that's why doctors are always smiling. They are using the American public as a milking machine. Okay? Because I can get rid of osteoporosis in say, 30 to 60 days.
I had a well-known plastic surgeon on last night, Doc, who's very reputable. And I asked him, I said, do doctors ever turn away patients? And he said, no, not really. They want to do the job. They want the money. And he admitted that.
Yep. Well, there you go. Well, let's look at another one here, George. Osteoporosis is called. Doctors don't know anything about this. They don't treat osteoporosis. It's called. They just treat different diseases individually, but they don't treat the whole picture. Well, osteoporosis of the skull is very interesting because there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. There's a spinal cord all that generate in the brain and come out through tunnels in the skull. And on page 6 of this little book, it's all in your head, it shows a normal skull, a quarter of an inch thick, and then it shows a skull with osteoporosis of the skull. It's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick, squeezing the nerves. And it shows all these different nerves. There's a chapter in this book for each of the cranial nerves. And then we had to come up with a CD for the spinal cord. And there's over about 60 different diseases that occur when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And, of course, we tell you how to prevent and reverse all of them in this little book. It's all in your head. So everybody needs that one. Now, let's just look at osteoporosis of the skull. Where the skull is squeezing these 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the spinal cord.
That's the one that you ask people if you hear a hissing sound, right?
That's right, tinnitus. That's correct. Okay, cranial nerve number 1, when it gets squeezed, you lose your sense of smell. Cranial nerve number 2, when it gets squeezed, it's the optic nerve, you gradually lose your vision. Cranial nerve number 3, you get ptosis, the pupil doesn't respond to light. Cranial nerve number 4, you get double vision. Cranial nerve number 5, you get trigeminal neuralgia, very painful. Cranial nerve number 6, double vision. Cranial nerve number 7, Bell's palsy, your face droops. Cranial nerve number 8, tinnitus, that's the one you're speaking about, George. It's tinnitus, ringing in the ears, deafness, vertigo, Meniere's disease. And then cranial nerve number 9, when it gets squeezed, you lose the gag reflex, you lose your sense of taste and speech. Cranial nerve number 10 being squeezed, you get gastroparesis or COPD, hiccups. Cranial nerve number 11 gets squeezed, you get the loss of trapezius. The ability to lift your arms above your head. Cranial nerve number 12, atrophy of the tongue and speech and swallowing. So cranial nerve number 9 and 12, when they get squeezed together, you're in trouble in communications. Okay? Now, the beautiful thing about all this, the spinal cord and the brain itself is 30% to 80% myelin, the white matter of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important to the function of the brain and the spinal cord. Okay? Now, when you start losing that myelin, you get all these diseases. We came up with a flip chart that has these diseases in it. Okay? Page 24 of this flip chart, okay, and the title of the flip chart is 90 for Life Crusade to Save Humanity in the World. 90 for Life Crusade to Save Humanity in the World. And there's so many, what should I say, very important people. We're talking about very famous people who are movie actors, or they're people who are athletes. They're people who are just about everything you can think of, who work in the government and so forth, okay? But here's just quickly, Pat Boone, Danny Glover, let's see here, Theo Ratliff, Evander Holyfield. You'll recognize a lot of these names. Okay, Pastor Mike Freeman, that's a very interesting story. Andy Young.
And Pat's a dear friend of our show.
Yeah, there you go. Pastor Creflo Dollar, Jerry Lewis, you know, for Jerry's Kids and Mother's History.
Yeah.
And another half a dozen of these. And they all, their careers are over. They individually had health problems, or family had health problems. And I went in there and cured them all. Okay, with our nutritional program. And so they...
How long did it take for the reversal?
Anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. And
that's
they had
bad.
These problems for years. And the doctors were just letting them swirl down the tubes. And so we're talking about Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Huntington's disease, frontotemporal dementia. Let's see here, there's a famous...
That's what Bruce Willis has.
Bruce Willis. If you can get a hold of him... I can reverse that for him. I've reversed so many people with frontotemporal dementia using our program.
I'll have Tom check, Doc. Doc, hold on for a second. We're going to take a short break and come back and start phone calls early with you, as we always do. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We lost a lot of people, a lot of listeners last year died in 2023. I don't want that to happen in 2024. So listen to the tips that Doc gives you. We'll open up the phone lines when we come right back, and we'll do an hour of calls with Doc Wallach next hour on Coast to Coast AM as well. His website is criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it. And here's that toll-free number to call if you miss what he says on our show, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, if you're in bed, you're listening to the show, if you're driving and can't write down anything, call this number after you hear Doc Wallach talk, and they will tell you what he said. 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, do you think those biblical figures you were talking about, those were real years?
Well, it's possible. For instance, when you look at the oldest people today, people in the Himalayan mountains, okay, the Hunzas, their average life expectancy is 120. Many live to be 150, 160. And it's because they're getting all these minerals coming down from the mountains into their fields and into their drinking water and cooking and so forth. Okay? And then the record in 1997 of people in the industrialized world is Jean Calment from France. She died at 122 years and 164 days.
You'll make that if you stop falling in holes and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I have to watch where I walk. But as far as health, I'm 84 years old, George, and most people think I'm at 50 when they look at me.
They do. I've seen you out at the conferences, mm-hmm. Conscious Life Expo and things like that,
yeah.
And
people
contact in the desert.
And so I can work 24 hours a day for many days of the week and you know, just take a little nap here and there. But it's one of those things where I am very, very, what should I say, explicit about what I eat and how I cook. We actually have a cookbook. We're in our third edition. It sells so well. Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It's 370 pages at the end of the second edition.
Lots of recipes in there.
Yep. There's over 500 recipes, and they're safe. They will add years to your life, and they will add health to your years. Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It's. I'll send you a copy, okay?
Okay.
You'll love it. And then I also want to remind you that we do have... this flip chart. The flip chart goes into all these various diseases that we get as humans and so forth. And one of the things that people need to pay attention to is my book, Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen. Okay? And this goes into what happened in 1888. It was the first commercial electricity and housing in the United States in Wisconsin. One house got electricity. And by the end of the year, or the end of the century, 1900, okay, suddenly now we had all these hydroelectric dams and this, that, and the other, and electricity was a big thing. Well, for over 3,000 years, we had gotten our minerals and our water and our food and our fields from the irrigation with this glacial milk, this glacial water, and also from floodwaters, okay? And then once we went to electricity, the dams dammed it all up for hydroelectric, and we lost our minerals that we had been getting for over 3,000 years. And so this is why suddenly the medical system flourished, because suddenly now we had all these symptoms of hundreds of diseases nobody ever seen before, because we weren't getting our minerals. And the pharmaceutical industry jumped in there, and they came up with all these different drugs to relieve symptoms, not to cure the disease. They purposely just wanted to relieve symptoms, and the people were grateful that the symptoms were relieved, like pain and hiccups and slowly losing their vision, all that kind of stuff. And they were able to, with these drugs, reduce the pain and the symptoms, and they're very happy. Well, this I call it Hell's Kitchen, because we went from 3,000 years of not having these diseases, not having pharmaceutical industries, not having doctors giving us drugs every month, because we're getting our minerals from the wood ashes and coal ashes from cooking and heating and that kind of stuff.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. And so you have to supplement properly, and this is where we come in, because it's one of those things. I'll give you a couple of examples, if I may. One is liver cancer. Have you ever heard of liver cancer?
As a matter of fact, my host, Ian Punnett, whom you had never done an interview with, I don't think, just passed away of liver cancer, non-alcoholic liver cancer.
How old was he?
He was 63.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question about him in a minute. But basically, liver cancer is caused by a very specific thing. And the people who drink beer every Friday night when they get their paychecks, you know, at the bars, they have a very high rate of liver cancer. It's not the alcohol in the beer, it's the peanuts. Peanuts are ground nuts, they grow in the ground, and they get infested with a fungus called Aspergillus, okay? And Aspergillus produces an aflatoxin called Aspergillus aflatoxin, which produces liver cancer, okay? I worked with Marlon Perkins, the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show, for many years, and he sent me to Africa for 2 years to work with the White Rhino Conservation Project, and we were very successful. Back then, there was only like 350 left, and now there's 16,000.
You saved that breed.
Yep, we saved the breed, and very proud of that. But also, I learned a lot about peanuts. And, of course, peanuts with this aflatoxin, when you eat those peanuts, that aflatoxin causes liver cancer. When I came back from Africa and wrote a book, because my first book was Rhino Express, talking about how we saved the white rhino, Perkins gave me this list of about a dozen different diseases. Wallach, before we really put you to work here, I want you to solve all these problems with these dozen different diseases here. The first one is every species of bears in all the zoos around the world is getting liver cancer. Doesn't matter what species they are. It could be black bears, brown bears, sun bears, all the bears from Alaska, snow bears, and so forth. They all get liver cancer. And so I said, well, they're all different places. They're all different species. Yet, what is their common thread? And so I started talking to the various zoo curators, and the thing that was a common thread was all the bears were getting the peanuts they were selling to guests coming into the zoos to make money to run the zoo, but they would throw the peanuts to the bears, and the bears were getting that aflatoxin and getting the liver cancer. So we switched it over to the biscuits that they give to dogs and biscuits that they give to monkeys, and within 90 days, there were no more new liver cancers in the bears after 40 years of having liver cancer.
Peanuts.
Yeah, the infestation with that mold aflatoxin.
That's crazy, Doc. Let's take some calls. They're lining up for you. John in Wisconsin to get us started. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc Wallach.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
I have a brief testimony and two comments, please. 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with celiac disease, which, among other things, means I'm not supposed to have gluten. While I was struggling, my dermatologist put me on a very strong pill called Dapsone, which I was on for many years. Well, 3 years ago, I discovered Coast to Coast and started hearing the wisdom of Doc Wallach. And a couple things really resonated with me. Number one was, Doc always follows up a comment by saying, no oils, no processed foods, no soda, even the diet ones aren't good, and he mentions other things. Eventually, that resonated with me. Secondly, I listened to Doc's type of pills or medicines he described to the callers, and I said, boy, that lines up with everything I need. So I then called criticalhealthnews.com, talked to a wonderful sales rep from Tampa. I'm in Wisconsin. She was very helpful. She got me on some gut medicine immediately, and then two now, I'm blind, Doc, so I can't – please don't ask me the name of the medicines. My wife does the administrative work. But she got me on two things I mix in with my drinks. So every day I take my gut medicine and the two powders with my drinks. When I need a new order, my wife calls the young lady. 2 days later, it shows up. I have not felt this good ever, and my confidence is phenomenal. So I want to thank Doc for that. My final comment is Doc's colleague – pharmacist Ben Fuchs is another fabulous resource. He was on a radio show this morning in central Wisconsin, and the audience was just so impressed and overwhelmed because most of them don't hear Doc if they're don't hear pharmacists if they're sleeping. So I want to end my comments with this. Once again, Coast to Coast offers phenomenal resources and help for those that are struggling. I'm thankful for Doc Wallach. I'm thankful for Critical Health News. I'm thankful for pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm thankful for George and Tommy and the staff, because over these last couple years, you have enhanced my life incredibly. Those are my comments, and thank you for taking my call.
Wow. Doc, is he your PR guy or what?
Well, that's a great thing. Of course, we actually get thousands of testimonies like that per hour every day from all over the world. We're in just about every country in the world now, and so it's because people recognize that they need some help. They recognize that, hey, I'm getting all these drugs from the doctors. My whole family, they all died in their 40s and 50s. They didn't have pain for the last couple of years of their life, but they died early, okay, because they weren't really solving the problem. They were just relieving the symptoms. And so that's the difference between them and us. We go to the basic root cause of the problem, and we'll relieve the symptoms, but we also get rid of the problem. And so that's what makes us different.
Doc, I got an email in from Barbara who said she's been taking Youngevity products for 5 years, feels great, but she said she's 77, doesn't take prescription drugs, and she was diagnosed with blockage in one carotid artery, and they did surgery, and she's fine now. But she wants to know, what can she do to reduce plaque in her arteries?
Okay, well, she got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rice, no buckwheat, no carbonated drinks, no sugar. And that will stop oxidation of oils and things like that and prevent plaque in the arteries. Okay? And don't give up cholesterol. Cholesterol is very useful for your brain. It makes up anywhere from 30 to 80% of your brain and spinal cord, depending on what zone you're looking at. Okay? And what happens is, when you eat cholesterol, it goes into your liver, and your liver turns the cholesterol into myelin, the white matter of the brain. And so this is very, very important to make sure that you're getting everything correctly. And so this is why Dr. Wallach's cooking without the bad foods. It goes into this sort of thing. And, of course, Hell's Kitchen, the book goes into this sort of thing. Very, very important. It's all in your head goes into this sort of thing. And, of course, we don't talk about the, because the medical doctors talk about genetics, okay? We don't talk about genetics. We talk about epigenetics. And I'm one of the founders of the science of epigenetics, which is...
You are. That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. And so it's one of those things where epigenetics, you give the body what it needs to maintain and repair itself, you will add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life. I'll repeat that. If you give up all the bad stuff and give your body what it needs to maintain and repair itself, you will add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. What a great present to be with the people
Absolutely.
You love.
It's, that's what it's all about, Doc.
That's correct.
Let's go to Katie in the small town of China, Maine. Welcome to the show. Hi, Katie.
Hi, George. Hi, Doctor.
Hey.
My question tonight is it's two-sided. I know that nutrition is everything for giving the body what it needs, but my family, I have a fairly large family. I have eight little ones, and we've battled health problems for years, and I've been constantly trying to figure it out, and I think I finally figured out. I found out 3 weeks ago that a house that we rented for 7 years that we only recently got out of, that, you know, more than half of them were born directly into this house, but they were all exposed. We were a tier three dump site for the forever chemicals that they're all talking about in Maine now. It was both for the sludge and for the fertilizer.
Oh, jeez.
Right. And so initially, years ago, when I was in the house still trying to figure out why we're like, cause you know, I was raised poor and my mom didn't have really good food to give us and I still had decently good health. And so I was pulling my hair out that I was misorganic. I would make my children eat wheatgrass, you know, all the things, and their baby teeth would fall out and fall apart before, you know, so that's obviously huge calcium deficiency, but that was because I was thinking there was so much acid in the body from what was attacking them, making it so much worse. But when we were in the house, I initially thought it was the radon that I had discovered, you know, because I didn't
well,
have answers.
Let me stop you there for a minute, if I may. Let me stop you there for a minute before we get too far. Because you're saying you were giving them wheatgrass, okay? That's gluten.
That doesn't help, does it?
It doesn't help. You cannot absorb nutrition. Even if you're supplementing with the good stuff, if you're eating wheat, brought around oats, and buckwheat, you're not absorbing it. It's all going into the septic tank.
And how can you face and fight off chemical toxicity, Doc?
Okay, well, this is where we have programs to deal with that. Okay, we do have collagen peptides. Okay, we have these sorts of things that you take, and it will, over a period of weeks and months, get rid of the stored toxins, lead and mercury. This way we have the ability to get a hair analysis. You can get a hair analysis from us, and the hair analysis will tell you how much lead and mercury and that sort of stuff you have in you, and we'll give you a program to get rid of them, and then say 90 days later you take another test, and you'll see that all those toxic metals are either significantly reduced or gone. Okay.
What about mold toxicity, Doc? Does that affect a lot of people?
Well, yeah. This is you know why people they get the aflatoxin, okay, and they get all kinds of terrible liver cancer and that kind of stuff because they're getting the molds, okay. And so this is absolutely true. And so this is why you want to be getting good nutrition, and also you want to take the nutrients that will help you clean out your liver, clean out your digestive system, clean out your arteries. But it's got to be a proactive thing. And when you get the book, okay, Epigenetics, get my book Epigenetics, get my book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, and get the book It's All in Your Head, and get the book Hell's Kitchen, and you will learn how to get rid of all these toxins, but you need to know what toxins they are.
Doc, we'll talk more about these when we come back and take more phone calls next hour on Coast to Coast AM.